This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Joe Biden and the Democrats got a lot on their plate, and it's still piling on. He's dealing with Russia, Ukraine. He's dealing with Bidenflation, high gas prices. People can't afford to live in place. Apartments are unaffordable. Houses for rent are unaffordable. Houses to purchase are unaffordable. Your paycheck's not keeping up with Bidenflation. You got shrinkflation. You got pretty soon the world will be starving to death. We're going to talk a lot more about that in a bit. And he's got Wu flu that he's still dealing with because he's got such a convoluted strategy on dealing with all this stuff. He just creates more and more problems, piling more on the plate. Food falling all off. The dog is over waiting for it to fall and hit the floor so he can eat. Welcome, Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And my, oh my goodness, why do we have to bring back Hunter Biden? Yeah, Psaki tweeted back in 2020 that there was nothing to the Hunter Biden story. Joe Biden himself said it over and over and over. There's nothing to Hunter Biden, man. My son. I want to just play a few clips from the past involving Hunter Biden, so indulge me for just a bit.
And as an ancillary issue to everything that we just talked about in terms of the getting rid of the prosecutor is, of course, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, his work for that gas company. Does former VP Biden now have any regret that he didn't tell Hunter Biden, you know what, I just don't need the headache, don't work there?
No, because he didn't do anything wrong. And, you know, the White House said in 2014 that there was no issue with Hunter having that job.
Has it occurred to you that there's a certain irony here, that here the president is accused of and has acknowledged wanting to get information about your son Hunter and his dealings with Ukraine, and this process of impeachment has ensured that everyone knows about Hunter's dealings with Ukraine?
That's a good thing, and no one's found anything wrong with his dealings with Ukraine, except they say it sets a bad image.
Well, do you agree that it sets a bad image?
And my son said that.
Do you think it was wrong for him to take that position, knowing that it was really because that company wanted access to you?
Well, that's not true. You're saying things you do not know what you're talking about. No one said that. Who said that?
Don't you think that it's just one of those things where people think, well, that seems kind of sleazy. Why would he have that job if not for who his father was?
He's a very bright guy.
I guess the question I'm kind of asking is, was it right?
His appearance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he said he regretted having done it.
Thank you, Kaylee. Yesterday, the Senate released an 87-page report on Hunter Biden and Joe Biden's dealings across the borders of Ukraine and with Russia. Specifically, it showed Hunter Biden supporting Russian prostitution, human trafficking, receiving $3.5 million from Moscow. The question here is, does the White House have any intention of helping the DOJ should an investigation be opened up on the Bidens? And number two, do you have a response to Rudy Giuliani yesterday telling us that this should immediately disqualify Joe Biden from his candidacy?
Yeah, that was a very troubling report. You know, I'll leave it to the DOJ as to how they move forward. But, I mean, I think this New York Post cover says it all. You know, I heard so much about Russia collusion, but it appears the only collusion going on was between Hunter Biden as he accepted $3.5 million from the wife of the Moscow mayor. Very troubling indeed. In addition to that, Ukraine money as well. And it's good that the Senate looked into that.
Hunter Biden, in many ways, is a weakness for the former vice president because of his work. He was I'll call it out. He's a swamp creature, like many people, trading under his family name to make money around the world.
Madam Speaker, these years' allegations of corruption involving Joe Biden have been raised in recent days.
I'm sorry, I'm not answering your question. Okay, we're talking about the coronavirus. That's what I don't have all day for questions. That's what we're taking now.
there's no evidence that Hunter Biden has done anything wrong.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing between by Biden, by Joe Biden, or by Hunter Biden.
There's no evidence that Joe Biden actually did anything wrong or did anything to sway things in Hunter Biden's favor. He's denied that his son ever lobbied him for anything.
There is nothing wrong that Vice President Biden did.
President Trump has falsely accused your son of doing something wrong while serving on a company board in Ukraine. I want to point out there's no evidence of wrongdoing by either one of you.
There is no evidence that anybody did anything illegal regarding the Bidens and Ukraine, and Joe Biden was carrying out U.S. policy.
President Trump wanted dirt on Joe and Hunter Biden. Trump's claims about wrongdoing here are unsubstantiated. We have looked. Lots of outlets have looked.
Hunter Biden did nothing wrong. Vice President Biden did nothing wrong. And every single media outlet has said that there's no there to these allegations, lies, and smears.
PolitiFact found no evidence to support the idea that Joe Biden advocated with his son's interests in mind.
It's true that there's no evidence of any wrongdoing by Vice President Biden or that Hunter Biden broke any laws at all.
What it confirms is that Hunter Biden is a person of integrity.
Hunter has done nothing wrong.
I've never read a memoir like this one before. This is Hunter Biden's book, Beautiful Things. It's breathtaking.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing by either Joe or Hunter Biden.
A bogus investigation of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden.
Let's be clear, Hunter Biden didn't do anything illegal, and his father, the vice president, didn't do anything illegal or unethical.
It demonstrates the lifetime of integrity that have been represented by the Bidens for their entire careers.
My son did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
I get calls from my father to tell me that the New York Times is calling, but my old partner, Eric, who literally has done me harm for I don't know how long, is the one taking the calls because my father will not stop sending the calls to Eric. I have another New York Times reporter calling about my representation of the, literally, Dr. Patrick Ho, the f***ing spy chief of China, who started the company that my partner, who was worth $323 billion, founded, and is now missing. The richest man in the world is missing, who was my partner. He was missing since I last saw him in his $58 million apartment and signed a $4 billion deal to build the largest LNG port in the world. And I am receiving calls from the Southern District of New York, from the U.S. Attorney himself. My best friend in business, Devin, has named me as a witness without telling me. In a criminal case, and my father, without telling me.
Folks, that's Hunter Biden. That last one is Hunter Biden in his own words, and he's afraid.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
96-12-59. What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be
looking.
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it.
I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There's no evidence that Hunter Biden has done anything wrong.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing between by Biden, by Joe Biden, or by Hunter Biden.
There's no evidence that Joe Biden actually did anything wrong or did anything to sway things in Hunter Biden's favor. He's denied that his son ever lobbied him for anything. There is nothing wrong that Vice President Biden did.
President Trump has falsely accused your son of doing something wrong while serving on a company board in Ukraine. I want to point out there's no evidence of wrongdoing by either one of you.
There is no evidence that anybody did anything illegal regarding the Bidens and Ukraine, and Joe Biden was carrying out U.S. policy.
President Trump wanted dirt on Joe and Hunter Biden. Trump's claims about wrongdoing here are unsubstantiated. We have looked. Lots of outlets have looked.
Hunter Biden did nothing wrong. Vice President Biden did nothing wrong. Every single media outlet has said that there's no there to these allegations, lies, and smears.
PolitiFact found no evidence to support the idea that Joe Biden advocated with his son's interests in mind.
It's true that there's no evidence of any wrongdoing by Vice President Biden or that Hunter Biden broke any laws at all.
What it confirms is that Hunter Biden is a person of integrity.
Hunter has done nothing wrong.
I've never read a memoir like this one before. This is Hunter Biden's book, Beautiful Things. It's breathtaking.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing by either Joe or Hunter Biden.
A bogus investigation of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden.
Let's be clear, Hunter Biden didn't do anything illegal, and his father, the vice president, didn't do anything illegal or unethical.
It demonstrates the lifetime of integrity that have been represented by the Bidens for their entire careers.
My son did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
You can run, but you can't hide, Joe Biden. You can run, but you can't hide, press, or as a friend of mine calls them, prostitutes. You can run, but you can't hide, Democratic Party. You can run, but you can't hide, leftists. You can run, but you can't hide, progressives. You can run, but you can't hide, Hunter. Biden supporters, Democrat supporters, criminal enterprise supporters. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I play that montage just to show you the press thinks you're stupid. Leftists think you're stupid. That was a montage of everybody, folks, including Fox News. Talking points. Just talking points. The same way you're getting nothing but talking points on Ukraine and Russia. Ukraine is good, Russia's bad. We're going to finish that out, by the way. Because I started talking about it. I definitely want you to understand how bad this is. These are people, the people who are trying to convince us that to go their way, they are liars. Blatant liars. And that montage shows you, how could you possibly try to convince somebody that a crackhead like Hunter is not leveraging his father's VP? Let me just say it this way. If I were a crackhead, Hunter Biden, and my dad were VP, I would leverage my dad. That's the measuring stick. And you go, well, Kevin, everybody ain't like you. Let me tell you, if your prospects are Hunter Biden, and it's between you and getting that crack pipe and hanging out with prostitutes, and that's your lifestyle, you will leverage anybody. You will use and abuse to a level that we can't even recognize. And so for the media to try to convince us otherwise is, quite frankly, a slap in the face. But they don't care. They think you're that stupid. That last clip we played of Hunter in that previous segment, Hunter Biden admits to being in partnership with the biggest spy in China. He admits it. Have you heard anything more about it? And talk about having to suspend belief. Or disbelief, however you want to look at it. The idea that a guy who knows nothing about business, the businesses we're talking about, can make millions of dollars, and he did it on his own acumen. He's so good. No, of course that had nothing to do with his dad. And of course his dad didn't interfere at all, right? Because fathers don't interfere with their sons' lives. You don't think Joe Biden had his conversation with Hunter and says, look, kid, come on, man. Come on, man. You got to get it together. I'm going to help you out a little bit here, but you got to keep this on the down low, on the hush hush, on the QT. What father wouldn't? Even a brain dead one like Joe Biden says, look, I got to get this guy off my trail. And I'm sure Hunter, when he's in his right state of mind, I bet he is a pretty sharp guy. I bet he's seen a lot. You have to pick some stuff up. He parlayed crack into an amazing career. But he is now his daddy's problem. And Jen Psaki doesn't want to address it. I want you to listen to what she says, and I'm going to pick her apart. Check this out.
Forward. And then one more. The New York Times has authenticated emails that appear to have come from a laptop abandoned by Hunter Biden in Delaware. The president previously said that the New York Post story about this was a bunch of garbage and that it was a Russian plant. Does he stand by that assessment?
I pointed to the Department of Justice and also to Hunter Biden's representatives. He doesn't work in the government.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Now, I'm going to tell you why this really infuriates me. This is why I don't call it media. So this guy says the president made the comment, this is a bunch of garbage. This is what he said when people were bringing this up. But now it's been authenticated by the New York Times. So the media has been forced to admit what we've all known for years. We know exactly how this thing shapes out, what Hunter did, how Joe Biden helped, and how Obama knew. And what do we find ourselves looking at? Practical World War III, and Hunter is right in the middle of it. And if it were Trump, you could bet we'd know all about it. And you know what she says? He's not part of the government. What was the question? The guy says, does the president stand by what he said? And she turns it into Hunter, you know, this is a DOJ matter. Hunter doesn't work in the government. See, the follow-up questions have been, oh, don't you move on. I didn't ask you about Hunter. I ask you if Joe Biden stands by his comment. Oh, by the way, do you stand by your tweet that you said back in 2020? I can give you the date, October 19th. Hunter Biden's story is Russian disinfo, dozens of former intel officials say. Do you stand by that? And oh, by the way, do the dozens of intel officials who lied about this, do they stand by it? You know the answer. See, folks, if we're smart, and we are, this isn't going away. How many times have I talked about Hunter Biden? They've not talked about it. The press dismisses him. You know what I say? Where's the Renaissance man? Who's buying his art? Who's documenting the art being bought? When did he go from crackhead to Renaissance man? And oh, by the way, where's Hunter? I ask that question at least once a week. I bring him up. I do it for a reason. I will not drop this because I know what's happening.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Judiciary Committee has started confirmation hearings for Ketanji Brown Jackson. Here's Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
This committee should inquire, will you protect the rights of Americans to speak, to say unpopular ideas, to say ideas that the government doesn't want you to say, that you nonetheless have a right to say? Will you protect freedom or restrict it? Will a justice vote to defend your Second Amendment rights to keep and bear arms, to defend your family, to defend your children? Or will a justice roll over to the Democrats that want a disarmed citizen?
The committee hearings will continue throughout the week. In more American gun violence, 10 people were shot at a spring break party in Dallas, and several others were injured as they tried to escape the gunfire. One person is still in critical condition following the shooting at the Space Dallas, a party venue. 9 other victims were taken to hospitals in stable condition. No arrests have yet been announced. This is USA Radio News. European Union countries today accused Russia's military of committing war crimes in Ukraine, but appeared unlikely to impose any new sanctions on Moscow, despite anger across Europe for those responsible for the attacks on civilians to be held accountable. With civilian deaths mounting in the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol, German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock highlighted the increase in Russian attacks on civilians, including hospitals, children, and theaters. Former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder and several other officials must testify in a civil trial involving engineering firms being sued by 4 families of children over liability for lead-contaminated water connected to the Flint water crisis. U.S. District Judge Judith Levy denied motions by Snyder, 2 former state-appointed emergency managers, and ex-Flint city officials to squash subpoenas, compelling them to testify. The 4 families were not part of a $626 million settlement between Flint residents and the state of Michigan. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I played a clip earlier in the broadcast of a woman named Laura, and we looked for the origins of this clip. And I've seen this lady interviewed before, but I cannot find it. My producers couldn't find it, so. But it was an interview with Ed Henry and whoever his co-host is on Real America's Voice News. And they were talking to her about Ukraine. And I've been saying for some time, we've seen enough of our media to know that you can't just take them at face value. You can't take what this government says at face value. I wish we could. I love America. I want to believe that we're doing the right thing, but I'm going to tell you right now, I don't believe it. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Now, look, they'll call us anarchist. They'll say we're subversive to the government. We're none of that. I am the most patriotic person you could possibly meet. Love this country. But let me tell you something. I've been screwed by it way too much. I'm talking about these leftists that run it, not conservatives. When we run the country, it is the America that God created, that foreigners want to come over and emulate. Talk to them. Talk to the people that emulate here, that come here legally. Overwhelmingly, they don't want to go back to what they have. But we've allowed the worst part of our human nature to take over. As I've said before, leftists are the only people who want the weakest, the most conniving of them to lead. We would not stand for that as conservatives. And that's why we can't even stand half of our Republicans. So, you know, look, as far as the love of this country is concerned and all that, no doubt. But I do know this. Our government is crooked. We live in a third world banana republic, one of those crap holes that Donald Trump talked about. Because this election was stolen. We have a crackhead's dad who is demented in the White House. And we have people who are just as demented in their own way as he is. As Trump said, he's not mentally or physically ready to be president. So they tell us Ukraine is, oh, we got to protect Ukraine. And in this interview, this woman essentially lays it out. And she knew the history, not a cursory glance. So what I want to do is I want to play Ed Henry setting this up. This is a guy that's got talking points And he says, oh, you know, here's the way we need to present this. And she destroys him. But I'm not going to play the whole thing because it's about an 8-minute interview. I'm going to play where she, just the part where she says, no, Ed, I don't believe it. And she gives a little bit of history. But then I'm going to play the part that I didn't play when I played it in the first hour. It's even more conclusive about this woman saying, don't believe the hype. She's already laid out that they're a bunch of Nazis, that they are cruel people to the people that are in the East, that they're cruel. She's laid this strategy out. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I want you to stop getting spoon-fed. Media goes, oh, well, surely we can all appreciate the situation with Ukraine. Look at your phone. Everything you do. Do you want to donate to help Ukraine? Help Ukraine. Help Ukraine. Help Ukraine. Help Ukraine. One of the most crooked countries in the world, still is, one of the most corrupt people who are willing to do business with Hunter Biden. And don't think that was an accidental thing that, oh, it's only Burisma. That is the way that country operated. Russia was far more civilized. Oh, Kevin, it's ruled by a tyrant. Look, 99% of the people listening to me right now, you don't know enough about Ukraine to fill a thimble. I'm just being honest with you. And I'm researching it. I'm going back looking for information, and I still don't have enough to fill a thimble. But I know more than you, most likely, because it's my job. And what I'm telling you is we're being led down a primrose path the same way we were led down this path with Wu Flu, the same way they tried to lead you down the path of global climate change, same way they tried to lead you down the path with America's so racist and all this other crap. Aren't you tired of just buying into this? Here's the clip.
Laura, great to have you this morning. I wanted to start with this breaking news overnight that it appears, and there you are, you popped up for us. It's so great to see you. The Daily Mail has a very interesting story that's saying that Vladimir Putin essentially may be running out of bullets, that he might have a week and a half, 2 weeks max. He's losing warplanes, tanks, all the rest of it. He obviously went into this thinking he was going to bulldoze his way through Ukraine. He's obviously caused a lot of destruction. Don't want to minimize the fact there's over 2 million refugees. But this has not gone as well as Vladimir Putin expected.
I don't buy it for a second, Ed, I'll be honest with you. I really think that there's so much misinformation. We've never really seen anything like it. I mean, I've been covering wars now for 35 years, and I have never seen people with their nails done in the Ukrainian flag, right? I mean, we're being corralled into this box where we either have to hate Vladimir Putin and believe everything evil that's said about him and love Ukraine, and there's no in between. And that reminds me a lot of you're either, you know, a white supremacist, or you go with the Democrat narrative on everything under the sun. So Vladimir Putin knew exactly what he was doing when he went into Ukraine. The Russian military isn't perfect. They, for example, I've spoken to multiple defense specialists and intelligence specialists from Defense Intelligence Agency who studied the Russian military for years. They do have difficulty mounting complex air operations because they do very little training hours in comparison to, for example, the United States air assets, right, our fighter jet pilots. But Russia is not struggling.
So she's debunked this idea. And by the way, I saw an article that said Russia's got 10 days of ammunition left. And I thought to myself, that's insane. I talked about it on this very show. I said, the minute I saw that, I went, that's complete disinformation. Oh, the Russia's going to be blah, blah, whatever. They're ready to fight a war. They got nukes. They got tanks. They got all of it. This notion that they're not ready, that's just so, it was so ridiculous. It was like the Kavanaugh accusers. Anyway, this lady, Laura, goes on. I'm not going to play the part we played earlier, but let me just play the part where she continues. And Ed Henry's trying to get out of this thing because he's trying to cut to a break. But she's giving amazing insights and information that we need to pay attention to.
I just want to play something that Jen Psaki said because it seems that the White House is actually echoing that sentiment. Watch this.
Well, the end game is really a question for President Putin. We have completely crushed his economy. We have provided military assistance, humanitarian assistance to the Ukrainians, enabling them to fight back for far longer than the Russian leadership anticipated. And again, he has to determine what the path forward looks like for him. Thanks, everyone.
he's determining what this looks like, and I think that's a lot of what you said, Laura. I'd love to get your thoughts on that, what you just watched.
What troubles me about the moment that we're in is that we have such a selective and a narrow reading of history. You know, President Zelensky may be Jewish, but he's not the only one in this who suffered during the Second World War, whose ancestors suffered, right? I mean, look at Putin. How many relatives did he lose in the siege of St. Petersburg? People don't know their history. They don't know what made Vladimir Putin. And I'm not defending him. I don't need to defend Vladimir Putin. My job as a journalist is to try to understand what is the truth here. I don't like being lied to. And we're being lied to on an epic scale. When we're told your only choice is you have to be 100% with Zelensky, who's a puppet. Zelensky was selected, like so many of our leaders. And honestly, with big tech and with election fraud these days, we don't know how many leaders all around the world have been selected for us and weren't actually voted in. But what we do know is that there are increasing problems with technology and the digitization of our world. Because look at what's happening with COVID. Look at what has happened globally. We are fighting the same battles all over the world. To pretend that this war is about Russia and Ukraine is just a barefaced lie. Yeah. If Putin has been warning for 15 years that he is not going to stand by while the globalists take over the world, build bioweapons facilities and whatever else they're doing in Ukraine, Ukrainian oligarchs, Ukraine has been a center of money laundering for, you know, many of the leaders in this country for how long? Billions of U.S. dollars have been laundered through Ukraine, and we say nothing about it. These are our tax dollars. I mean, before the impeachment trial, had you ever heard of anyone in the United States? I mean, us bringing in foreign governments to the White House for anti-corruption training. I mean, does nobody question these things? Why do we not question them? We have an idiot like Lieutenant Colonel Vindman who goes at the impeachment trial and sits there as a lieutenant colonel. He didn't even make colonel. And he's telling the President of the United States what his policy should be.
I stopped it there, but she went on to give even more additional information that was just as powerful. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to What an Interview. And Ed Henry, of course, is... Okay. And I get it. They're in his ear saying, we got to cut the commercial, we got to do whatever. But they're on a Real America's Voice. They can do whatever they want. They can go as long as they want. Because it's digital funding. It's not... I mean, it is terrestrial. You can see the show on cable. But I'm saying it isn't like Fox News where they cut to hard breaks. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Said it once, I'll say it again. The Democrats put themselves in a real pickle when they essentially did the coup of Donald Trump, the big cheat. People are no longer going to give Biden a pass. I was out the other day. Gasoline is now $5 a gallon. It's $4.57 for regular. It's over $5 for premium in Phoenix, Arizona area. it's now hit a threshold that I'm telling you, people are recognizing. They also, you know what they love? They love freedom. One of my friends was telling me that she'd gone up to New York to go do some event for a politician. And she said it was freeing. She goes, it's liberated. New York is now back to normal. She goes, there was none of the draconian stuff. If you think people aren't going to remember what it was and where it is, and now, even though they talk about scares of new viruses and variants and whatever else, people are like, screw you, and they're not going to forget it. The Hunter Biden story signaled that Biden no longer has cover from the media and the elitists. You want to know why? They can't keep power with him in power. So the only question for me is, when and how are they going to get him? To the scoundrels who got him elected, third world elections do have consequences. When they placed a brain dead puppet in office, what could they possibly think was going to happen? And as Trump said at his rally, I think it was in South Carolina, Joe Biden is neither mentally or physically capable of being president. But this hardly comes as a surprise to anybody except the most foolhardy leftists. Not only does Biden have America on the brink of nuclear war, but also he may very well starve the world. And I'm thinking, is this the straw that breaks the camel's back to where they finally say, okay, enough is enough. We got to get rid of him. I talked about, you know, this article that a guy wrote, and he says, well, it's not going to be as easy to get rid of Kamala Harris. Trust me, it'll be easy to get rid of her, too. The real question is, who will she put as VP that steps in the way of Nancy Pelosi becoming, you know, de facto president? And in this case, now that we've got Hunter's laptop, are we really going to get serious and start looking at things the way that they should be looked at? Are we going to now understand that Trump was right? I tweet this almost every day. Trump was right. I'm surprised they haven't kicked me off. We're back, in case you want to connect. Food prices skyrocketing. Some, this is the New York Post, a lot of this comes from inflation caused by runaway government spending over the past couple of years. Some is from supply chain issues. But a new problem is rearing its head, and government officials seem as likely to make it worse than to make it better. Really, I'm shocked. You feeling the pinch? I already told you I am. It's worse than a pinch. It's like somebody, did some torture on your little thingies on your chest. You know what I'm talking about. But things are so bad, folks. ABC was forced to report on this. Starting this year, they wrote, you may notice you're spending more at the grocery store. That's because many major brands known for their snacks, condiments, and other popular products on store shelves have announced their prices are going up in 2022. Hitendra Chartavita, a professor of practice and supply chain management at Arizona State University's W.P. Carey School of Business, says starting early, prices are going to be up 5 to 7%. But he says that number is higher if you consider the fact that many products are shrinking in size, which means you're getting less for more. That's what I told you. It's worse than just inflation. It's shrinkflation, because not only are they raising the prices, they're giving you less product. It's a double squeeze. And if you think that they're not going to know who to blame, forget about it. Joe Biden can talk about COVID. He can talk about Russians. He can talk about disinformation. He can talk about supply chain. He can talk about capitalists and oil companies or whatever. It isn't going to matter. What people are going to remember is under Trump, the orange man, things were good. He went on to say that the average person should be concerned about this because their paycheck is not increasing at the same rate. And see, what that does is it makes you actually have to take note of your paycheck. That's a problem. I'm not going to speak for most people, but a lot of people just go along going, it's not that big of a deal. They aren't trying to balance their checkbook. They're like, I got a pretty good idea that I'm paying my bills. Not anymore. He says in 2022, a $300 grocery receipt is going to be more like $350. Well, take that out week after week, that extra $50. What is that? That's one-sixth of your budget. One-sixth is now added to whatever you were doing. And keep in mind, this is already with year-over-year inflation under Biden, month-over-month, 6-7%. He goes on, he says, why? Companies have blamed labor and supply shortages, but there's also speculation it could be for another reason. Some of these numbers are not adding up, Chaturvedi said. Is this where we're moving into a realm where scarcity of product has been created artificially to jack up prices and profits? See, this is a puff piece. You can tell. He says, I don't know, but somewhere these companies are making obscene profits where us as a consumer are paying higher prices at the grocery store. But it's worse than that. It's all throughout the supply chain. They go on and say, food isn't the only part of the problem. Get this. Fertilizer. The problem of the shortage of food and fertilizer brought about by the Russian invasion of Ukraine. They say Ukraine is a major, these are things you already know, but I'll get to the fertilizer. Ukraine is a major wheat producer, but war is likely to ensure a poor spring planting and harvest. Russia is also a major grower, but sanctions and war will prevent it from exporting to most of the world. Trust me, the Chinese will take it. But they say Russia is also a major manufacturer of fertilizer. In fact, the world's largest. You know who's second? You want to take a guess? China. A nation aligned with Russia, notably unfriendly to the U.S., they write, and the West. Canada is a distant third. This has people worried because you can't grow crops, at least not good, sustainable, hardy crops, without fertilizer. So like gasoline and other fuels, food, rents, interest rates, fertilizer is taking a massive jump. The Green Markets North American Fertilizer Index already jumped 16%, folks, in one day. Urea, a major fertilizer ingredient, went up 22%. Potash, another major ingredient, Russia's the top producer, increased 34% in Brazil, the world's leading fertilizer importer. The price for standard starter fertilizer, 10-34-0, up 49% from a year ago and likely to go higher. You think you're paying more for your food now? You just wait. I'm trying to tell you, this is not going to end well for the Democrats. And here's the problem. The supply chain can't fix itself that quickly. We are already at the end of March. What do you think is going to happen? We got April, May, June, July, August, September, October. We have 7 months. Think about, I don't know if you understand manufacturing and how long it takes to grow crops and how long it takes for things to get to the market, et cetera, et cetera. But in 7 months, this isn't going to get fixed. I say this gleefully, conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I tell you this with a smile on my face. This is what these clowns did. They voted in a dude who the ripple effect of Biden is in everything you do. It is from the clothes you wear. It is from the food you eat. It is from the activities that you go to do. You want to go out to a restaurant? I was thinking about this the other day. You invite friends out to a restaurant, you better go to a taqueria or somewhere where they got a little bit of ground beef. Or, let me put it this way, there's going to be a lot of poor people eating cup ramen and going vegan because they can't afford meat. But forget all that, folks. Think of the food chain. From the fertilizer in the ground, to the seed you plant, to the crop you produce, to the however you ship it, whether you ship it by boat, whether you ship it by rail, trail, it doesn't matter. All of it's going up. When it sits in your grocery store, et cetera, all of it, you're getting shrinkage and Bidenflation. And I keep coming back. I got a big smile on my face. The number you're seeing today, look, it's going to hurt us. I'm going to tell you right now, you better tighten your belt. You better get a hustle. Because your food and stuff is going to cost more. But in the end, this is the best possible place we could be as conservatives, watching Joe Biden torpedo everything, domestic policy, the world, what's going on in the world. And let me tell you, what's looming? Oh, baby. Hunter Biden. All these things that we've been talking about, all the things that are conspiracies, all the lies they've told are going to come back. And they are going to roar in chickens. You talk about chickens coming home to roost. These are deadly chickens that are coming home to roost. Just wait.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.